Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, earlier this month, it was reported that 10 key road projects around the country have stalled because of a directive issued by the Transport Minister, Eamon Ryan. And while €146 million has been released to Transport Infrastructure Ireland in funding for new roads this year, the money can only be spent on planning and design, but not construction of the new roads. And TDs in Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael have expressed frustration at the slow pace of the construction of roads in their areas. The Green Party, though, has insisted that more money than ever has been spent on such projects during the lifetime of the current coalition. Well, let's try and sort this out now, because I'm joined by James O'Connor, Fianna Fáil TD for Cork East, and Senator, Green Party Senator Pauline O'Reilly, and you're both welcome to the programme. James, just to go through the projects, we have the N4 in Westmeath, the N11 in Dublin, the N17 in Mayo, the N22 in Kerry, and also town bypasses in Mallow, in Cork, RD in County Louth there too. One of those is on your home patch. We'll come to that in a moment.
Two of them.
Will you tell us what is the problem here though, James, in an overall sense?
Yes, so what we've started to see since the end of last year is that, particularly from a local authority level, members of local authorities across Ireland have been hearing from the road directorates that road projects were not being progressed sufficiently and on time. There was an expectation that a number of these projects, within my own constituency, there's actually two that are not progressing at the rate at which they are ready to progress at. So what happens in Ireland, Claire, to explain this, is that at the end of each year, the Department of Transport and Transport Infrastructure Ireland, formerly the NRA, sit down with their boards and agree effectively the road budget for the coming annual year. But what we're finding is that not a sufficient level of funding in some particular road projects, which is pertaining to my own constituency projects, is not being issued to allow these projects to progress on, to go towards construction and to advance through the multitude of steps within the procurement process, within the tendering process and planning and design as well. So it's a significant statutory process that needs to progress.
Do you know, is that happening because Eamon Ryan decided that that should happen?
Well, look, basically the head of TII came before the Transport Committee and these questions were put to him by myself and others, and the information that came back in response to it, you know, it was quite difficult to digest what we were being told by Peter Walsh, the chief executive of TII. And what it does look like is that there is some difficulty within the Department of Transport. I don't want to go down the road of finger pointing at Minister Eamon Ryan or indeed others in his department, whether it be officials or politicians. But what I can say to you, would factually say to you, is that there are projects that are ready to advance on to the next phase of the statutory process towards construction that are not being progressed because not a sufficient amount of funding has been allocated in the capital envelope. And that was told to the committee, and that's factually correct information.
And ultimately, that would be the minister's responsibility.
Yes, it would be.
So, Pauline, can I bring you in here? The Transport Minister, is he choosing to allocate funding in this way? So stopping just before the point where construction begins and not allowing the local authorities to draw that down that funding and use it to build roads?
These projects haven't been designed yet, and the funding has been allocated to design them. I don't think any rational person could expect that funding is going to be given to build a thing when it hasn't been designed. Ultimately, it's the responsibility of governments to look at the money that they have and to allocate it appropriately. Now, as you mentioned there at the top of the show, Claire, more money has been given under this Minister for Transport for new roads than from any other Minister for Transport. But, of course, more money again has been given for public transport. And when we went into government, we went in with an understanding between the three parties that the allocation of funding would be 2-1 in favour of public transport. Not because we don't like roads. We know that roads are absolutely essential, and which is why we've progressed an awful lot. But because there has been a historical underfunding of public transport. And that's why we are seeing now, towards the latter half of this period in government, we are seeing a lot of public transport projects going through.
Is Eamon Ryan delaying the building of roads?
Absolutely not. And, you know, it doesn't stack up when you look at the kind of funding that's being spent. But of course, you are going to have TDs, and James has mentioned it himself too in his own constituency. You are going to have TDs in every constituency all over the country saying, please prioritise my road, you know, and that's what seems to be happening here.
I wouldn't necessarily agree with that, Claire.
Well, hold on a second now. When actually, if you look at the National Development Plan, if you look at the list of projects that are there under transport, there's 100 billion worth, euro worth, and yet what we have to spend is 35 billion. So again, we could spend an infinite amount of money on everything across the country, but we are accountable to the citizens of Ireland, to the people who provide that money in order for us to advance projects. So we have to look at
balancing it. Why then did the Transport Infrastructure Ireland say at the committee that there's a ban on them progressing these roads beyond the planning stage?
I can't answer for Transport Infrastructure Ireland. All I can say is that things are progressing. And of course, if you're a transport infrastructure organisation...
But we know the answer. It's because the minister has issued a directive saying that the money can only be spent on planning and design rather than pushing them on towards construction.
Of course, you can only spend it on planning and design until you've planned and designed a thing. But we can't just hold money forever
on
projects.
But they seem to be saying even if the planning work is done, they still are not allowed to go beyond that stage to construction.
Well, nobody is saying that they can't do it, but they obviously can't do it.
The Transport Infrastructure Ireland is saying that.
Obviously, they can't do it at the moment. But what Transport Infrastructure Ireland have is a list as long as your arm of projects in every constituency, and every TD across those constituencies from Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael is looking for their one to be prioritised, knowing that there's not enough funding for everything.
Okay, so James, you're asking for the impossible, is what Pauline is saying. You're asking for your particular roads to be progressed, and that's not going to happen because every road in the country that needs to be built can't be done this year or next.
Look, I respect that Pauline has a very different view to me, but fundamentally I would disagree with a number of points that have been made. In terms of the parochial nature of these projects, I would disagree. A lot of these are major national roads. In my own constituency, the N25, and obviously the Mallow Ring Road, a relief road, are in my own area. But to say that, you know, they're not necessarily designed at this point in time, or they're not designed yet, is actually incorrect. Like, for example, the N25 scheme in my own constituency around Middleton and Carrigtwohill is actually designed. That project is ready to progress on to the next stage to go to tender if enough funding was provided. Now, the information that I'm quoting here is coming from local authorities. It's coming from the state agencies. And even in recent days, which is incredibly alarming to me, is that the head of the IDA was out publicly speaking about the infrastructure deficit we have in this country. And also, it's important to reference, these projects are being progressed because they're in key strategic growth zones. Like, for example, the ones in East Cork, in my own constituency, there's an expectation there in the next 15 years that over 10,000 housing units could potentially be delivered if these projects are delivered. So it doesn't necessarily come to...
James, You would have known about what the Green Party's priorities were on spending on transport when you went into coalition with them. Like, this can't be a surprise. This is government strategy as agreed by the three party leaders.
It is government strategy what has been agreed by the three party leaders, and I agree with that. But what's happening at the moment is not agreed government strategy. The National Development Plan, some of these projects that are contained within the list of 10 provided by Transport Infrastructure Ireland are contained within the revised National Development Plan. Some people may remember I put my own career on the line over projects around the National Development Plan over a year and a half ago. I remember very well the negotiations around the programme for government and particularly around the NDP review. But what does trouble me is now projects contained within the NDP review are just not being funded. And if, unfortunately, we know the money is there.
And what does Micheál Martin say to you now about all of this?
Look, we had a very, I suppose, robust discussion on these matters about 2 months ago. But I am very, very much of the view that while the money is available, that we should progress public transport projects, but also look at doing the necessary road projects.
Can we do everything together, Pauline?
I mean, what I'm really hearing here from James is that he just wants everything to be done and he just wants the money to be produced for everything, when actually governments and responsible politicians have to look at priorities and have to say, we have this amount of money to get the project to the next level. But ultimately, when we went into government, we had a number of roads projects that were ongoing. They've been completed and we can see an awful lot of the results of that. You know, ring roads around Foxford, Slane, Mycullen, to name but a few. But we do have an agreement that we will spend 2-1 in favour of public transport, because when we went into government, only 53% of people in rural Ireland had access to public transport. And what I hear day in, day out is, well, I would get out of my car if I had an alternative. This is about giving people alternatives. And now that we are towards the latter half of this term in government, what people are saying is, oh, well, we know we've spent all this money on roads, but now we think we need to take it away from public transport and continue to put it into roads. Yeah, and just on the National Development Plan issue. So the National Development Plan has a list, a long, long list of projects that can be progressed, but it also says
but it also says that they
have to be looked at on an ongoing basis, because they are worth $100 billion when we know that the amount of money is $35 billion. So again, which projects, which public transport projects does James think should be scrapped in order for every road in every constituency?
I think it's important to see.
James, answer that. What you want to see happen is that the roads take priority over public transport investment, cycling lanes and sustainable transport.
But I put this point to Pauline and the Green Party. By the time the general election will come in this country, not one single kilometre of rail line will be built after almost 5 years of Eamon Ryan being Minister for Transport. So I'm not seeing this expenditure in other areas when it comes to rail as well. And that to me just says everything when it comes to transport infrastructure projects. At least with Transport Infrastructure Ireland, on the projects they're doing, whether it's Dunkettle, whether it's the N22 Ballyvourna-Macroom scheme, and indeed other schemes they've been doing across the country, the majority of them have come in under budget and on time. They're able to do these projects efficiently with public money when many other state agencies struggle to do so. So my point is, can we not just fund them and let them get on with the work that they need to do? And unfortunately, when it comes to the public transport infrastructure investment, I'm just not seeing it. Like, we've two and a half billion worth of rail projects that are being advanced in my own constituency at the moment. And Irish Rail themselves will tell you it's painful having to go through the planning and procurement process. You know, we do need urgently to address how we develop public transport projects in this country, but unfortunately they take decades. Okay. And that to me is unacceptable.
So putting a stop on these roads going ahead, Pauline, the payoff is not, according to James, that you're getting more done on the public transport side. He argues that's not happening either.
Nobody is putting a stop to roads. I think it's very, it's very convenient for James and for Fianna Fáil to point the finger and say, oh yeah, I know we're not progressing the things in my constituency that we said we would, but sure, that's the Greens' fault, when nothing could be further from the truth. We're in a three-party coalition. We've agreed 2-1 in favour of public transport. And when we went into government, unfortunately, the previous government and previous governments before that had not started.
That sounds like finger pointing to me, Claire.
Had not started projects in public transport, but they had in roads. And so we completed those roads projects, and we're now on to completing things in public transport. So we have bus connects going in across Cork and Dublin and Galway, for instance. We have double tracking that's coming on track for Athenry. A new train stop station for the first time ever is being opened, and that's in Moy Ross in Limerick. And we're also now going to get the green flag for reopening the rail line from Claremorris down to Galway. It is correct what James is saying, that it does take time, but TII are also responsible for things like public transport, and we have to be really serious about this as a country. We do know that we have signed up, including Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael and Sinn Féin, we have signed up to a 50% reduction in emissions from transport. And that means we do have to invest in public transport.
So you're saying that James and his colleagues, they agreed to this? That's what you're saying.
They absolutely have agreed to this.
Well, we also agreed to a revised National Development Plan, Claire, of €165 billion worth of capital projects that was revised by the Minister for Transport, Eamon Ryan, in conjunction with our other government leaders, including the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar and the Taoiseach Micheál Martin. And this was one of the first actions that the government undertook was to revise the National Development Plan. We have a population in Ireland now.
Hang on a second, Pauline. Please, without interruption.
We now have 1 million more people living in this country country than we did in 2006. There is an absolute acute need to deal with the infrastructure deficit we have, whether it's with road and public transport projects. But what galls me is that in a situation where we're running a nearly a 17 billion euro surplus over the next 2 years, that we can't just get on and build these projects that need to be done. And in many cases, many of them are relief roads that will actually enable the active travel that Pauline desires to see happen, as do I. They have been really successfully done in other areas of the country. There's €1 million a day being spent on active travel, and I think Minister Ryan has had a huge impact on that. But what I am saying is that these projects don't all automatically equal increases in emissions. I'd reference Castle Martyr, my own constituency.
He has an awful lot of power, doesn't he, as leader of the junior coalition party, Eamon Ryan. If he's responsible for doing this, hasn't he an awful lot of sway over Leo Varadkar and Micheál Martin, James?
I don't necessarily disagree with what you're saying, and that's something that I am concerned about. And as my party spokesperson on transport, I'm trying to vocalise these concerns and have been doing so consistently over the past 2 years. But what I am trying to put the message across to the public in this country is that these projects are they have numerous benefits as well. I just tried to reference Castle Martyr in my own constituency. I know it's a constituency project, but putting 22,000 vehicles a day up and down a small village, I mean, come on, like, is that sustainable on the main Cork to Wexford to Rosslare route connecting Cork and Waterford and other major metropolitan areas around the country? You know, we have a chronic shortage of infrastructure that needs to be dealt with, and the point I'm trying to make is that the money is there but it's not being spent,
and that to me is
criminal.
If Micheál Martin and Leo Varadkar agreed with you, they could push this through. They could sit down with Eamon Ryan and make the points that you're making, but there mustn't be.
Well, look, from my own perspective, I don't want to get down a road of going into finger pointing, but I will make my case clear. The money is available. TII have said the money is available. We have the IDA saying we have an infrastructure deficit. Industry is telling us we have an infrastructure deficit. And we also need to unlock lands in areas where houses can be built. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm trying to advocate for. I don't think I'm wrong in doing so. And I don't think any other TD that's standing up for projects in their own area, and indeed others, is wrong for doing so either.
Do you think, Pauline, that there is a road safety issue here? And if these projects are being delayed, that creates a risk?
It's simply not feasible to wake up tomorrow morning and say, let's just fund to 100% every single project on the list as long as your arm. The TII have, you know, for decades got into the habit of pushing forward. It's simply not possible to do that. You have to say, well, let's give a bit of money for this one to get it to the next level and so on. These aren't the only 10 projects across the country. I've named numerous ring roads around towns that will ease congestions that are moving forward. And we're absolutely not against roads.
All
Otherwise,
right.
We wouldn't have the record amount of funding.
OK, but James, we'll leave that one there. Pauline O'Reilly, Galway-based Green Party Senator, and James O'Connor, Fianna Fáil TD for Cork East. Thank you both for joining us on that one. Back after this.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.